Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. It's Lara.
Tony just went. And Carrie.
And this is Sexy Unique
Podcast. We're back.
And unfortunately, we don't have anything to recap for you today. So I just want to get that out in the open. We've been busy.
We've been traveling. I've been working.
Yeah. We just haven't
been doing all your pods.
Found the thing. Exactly.
We have a few, good leads, I'd say, floating around.
We're still marinating. We've had some close to aha moments.
I think with us, we can't fully commit to another, universe, like a Gallery Girls, a Lohan Beat. It's until we're fully ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the meantime, we're just chatting.
But we are, trust that we are, we're getting down to it.
Yeah.
For all of you. Mm-hmm. And for us, because it keeps us sane.
And for the Federation.
For the Federation.
The Federation.
For the Federation, we will.
The Federation requires us to do more podcasts.
The Federation. Yeah, we're actually being paid by the Federation.
subsidized. Yeah. This episode, actually all of Sexy Unique Podcast is brought to you by
the Federation.
Sexy Unique Podcast is... state funded. Mm-hmm. It's funded by the state, and when I say the state, I mean the Federation.
You know what that means.
The Federation is proud of Sexy Unique Podcast. Each week they bring nuanced information and other things
to the Federation.
To the Federation, and those listening at large around the world, the Federation is being broadcast live on many multiple airlines, and by airlines I mean airwaves
and buses. If you take a bus from like
you can hear
cross
sexy
country, you can hear Sexy Unique podcast crackly kind of
playing at Federation bus stops all over the Federation. Mm-hmm. You just hear like they play Sexy Unique podcast at like bus stops, rest stops, gas stations. Like when you're just waiting in line, you listen. You hear us.
Yeah,
the Federation. The Federation. We are so proud of the Federation to be broadcasting our very first partnership with a podcast. We are so proud to have been partnered with Sexy Unique Podcast.
We at the Federation, we love podcasts.
We love podcasts and we are hoping to branch out more. But for our inaugural podcast partnership, we are proud to bring Sexy Unique Podcast. Broadcasting
really
live.
How to laugh, and laughter is an important part of the Federation.
In the Federation, we are so, so happy. Everyone is so happy in the Federation. We dance, we laugh, and we love.
We celebrate life in the Federation.
Every day in the Federation, people wake up so happy. Happy to face the day and happy to contribute to the Federation.
And one of the happiest people in the Federation are the hosts of Sex Unique Podcasts.
And their readers. They bring much joy to the Federation.
And by the end of it, she's like, she can't even... She starts crying.
I can't even do it that often because I will devolve into another coughing fit.
The Federation.
The Federation.
But when you do it, it's always great because you emphasize the
the Federation.
The Federation.
There's always this like undercurrent.
Mine's like a jersey.
I know, but it's perfect. There's like an undercurrent of pain in your the Federation.
Thank you for being a part of the Federation.
But do you love the idea of like our we're the first podcast to strike a deal with like an entire government?
Yeah,
like,
we're literally government subsidized. It's us and Olivia Jade.
Olivia Jade
is a henchwoman of the Federation.
Hi everyone, it's Olivia Jade broadcasting live for the Federation. She has like a Dorit Kemsley like transatlantic accent.
Olivia Jade is
probably
she's
shaking her booties.
No, she's thriving. Did you see that Instagram?
Felicity Huffman is. Did everyone see the photos of Felicity
stunting
Huffman?
Stunting in prison.
She looked amazing.
Honestly, send me to Club Fed.
Me too.
I'm ready. I'm looking.
Is that
for,
where she is?
Yeah, she's at like a really white collar, like low security federal prison that looked chill as fuck.
She was seen wearing on family visit day when William H. Macy and his daughters came to see her. She was seen wearing this like.
A really chic jumpsuit.
Really chic jumpsuit, cool sneakers, and like a chic white hat. And
she looked really good.
Someone, this really funny guy, Patrick Sullivan on Twitter, superimposed Balenciaga on the hat.
Yeah, I mean, she was fashion.
Yeah, it was very
fashion. She's handled herself like a fucking champ.
She has.
She's brought grace and...
ownership.
Class and ownership to the judicial system.
She had accountability. She... You know, Felicity, Lori Loughlin, I think, has tried harder to be like, I'm actually really innocent. But Felicity Huffman was like, yeah, I fucked up. I brought shame to my daughters.
I did it. It's my fault.
It's my fault.
Send me to prison. She's there for like, what, 2 weeks?
She's got like another week.
Yeah.
She'll be out and she'll be on another show within 2 years.
Honestly,
I guarantee you.
Her, like, I don't begrudge her any. I'm like, you know what?
Well,
I think she could have gone to prison a little longer. I think maybe like a couple months would have been cool.
Yeah,
maybe 6 months.
Because there are people of color who are in jail for years for like one.
For like a gram
violation.
Of weed, yeah. And like changing the address so that their kid could go to like public school. Yeah.
For that, I had a moment on where I posted that photo and I was like, am I trolling her? Is this mean? And then I was like, no, fuck her.
I mean, her journey, like most journeys of white people, is like rife with privilege and.
Especially hers because she's famous.
Yeah. So there is that.
There is that. But I think if in all, you know, aside from the like grievous. Injustices in the, you know,
yeah,
the prison system of
like,
our
let's
country.
Let's move on.
But I will say that in terms of that world of the parents getting caught brigade, like with Lori Loughlin and Massimo,
mm-hmm. Massimo,
Felicity handled it the best.
Yeah, she knew what she was doing.
But
Lori Loughlin's like imploded.
She's facing 50
years
in total. She got 10 more years. Like, if it, she got another charge that could get her 10 years.
What? I read today, I thought she was only getting, like, facing, like, 5 years.
No.
That's still a long fucking time.
I mean, maybe I misread something.
I don't think Lori's going to go to, like, Felicity Huffman prison.
No, I think she's going... I think they're, like, making an example out of her.
Yeah, as they should. I mean,
she should have pled guilty.
She should have pled guilty, take the deal. She should have also, like... not laughed about it when she was pictured like laughing outside of the courthouse and like signing autographs and looking like smug. I was like, bitch.
Yeah, Felicity, like,
you're about to get a fucking smackdown.
Yeah, that was offensive to me.
Yeah,
when she was just like, and I hate to be like, you know, burn her at the stake, like shit. I hate to be part of like the witch trial brigade, but like,
but I like to see her. I like to know that she's sweating.
But she
Olivia
was like,
Jade is not sweating though.
No.
Olivia Jade, did you see that Instagram where she just like posed with like a double fuck you?
You got to get her on the podcast.
She really should be on Babe. She's one of the ultimate babes out there in the world right now.
She is. My favorite detail was that when she found out about the news of the whole fiasco, she was on Caruso's yacht in the Bahamas.
Then she like wouldn't speak to her mom.
Yeah, I don't. Does she still not speak to her?
I don't know, but she's like going out clubbing. She looks like she's like not worried.
She quit school. They both dropped out.
Well,
I love all
let's
that.
Let's not keep up the route. You know what I mean? Like, why even keep it up?
But I love all that. What a waste. Like, some
a total
other,
waste.
Multiple other kids could have gotten in with that money.
So stupid. If you really don't want to go to college, don't go to fucking college.
She didn't need to. She could have been like, she would have had like a thriving YouTube career. Being like a basic, like,
I think she'll come back
overhaul
and have a YouTube career again.
Olivia Jade?
Yeah.
Lori's not coming back from this.
No, Lori's donezo.
Damn. Have they probably spent all their money on No, they have
No, they have like, don't they have like billions of dollars?
I think he has like hundreds of millions of dollars.
I mean, I'm sure this is costing them a pretty penny, but like,
who's going to get that money when they're in prison?
I don't know. I don't even know how that works. I guess you probably set up like trusts or something or foundations. You try and move a lot of money around.
50 years, Aunt Becky. Damn.
She's not gonna get 50 years.
No, but she'll probably get like 5 years as an example. They'll probably make an example of her.
Well, you know what? If she does 5 years in prison, she'll either just like disappear into the universe, like she'll just be absorbed
She'll turn it around.
Or she'll turn it around and have like a big comeback.
What if she becomes like a huge like prison reform activist?
That'd be chill.
Like Kim Kardashian or something.
I mean, remember when Martha Stewart went to prison and it was kind of like, what? And then she got out and was like, cool.
Well, she also took the fall for a bunch of men.
Yeah.
Which was bullshit. But yeah, look at her now. She's
even
more.
I
think it actually made her more successful.
Yeah.
It could happen with Lori if she plays it right.
Mm-hmm. It's fucked up that, like, I feel like if you're a white person that goes to prison, you can, like, turn it around and make it work for you. And if you're, like, a person of color that goes to prison, it's like, oh, you went to prison. Like, it's fucked.
I feel remorse that I even said it like that. But
whatever. Yeah. Not whatever, but...
Just these famous people getting out of... But I was also thinking about Teresa Giudice... Because when I was thinking about Felicity's photos, I went through and I just looked through all of Teresa's prison photos. The best prison photo shoot I've ever seen.
Also, it seems like she made a lot of good friends there.
She did! And it was all like, it wasn't just, it was like
multi... It was her and her girls.
It was all like people of all races. It was like all these women coming together around Teresa. And she taught yoga and like...
I would gravitate towards Teresa in a prison environment.
You saw the people photo shoot where she's
that was one of my favorite photo shoots of all time.
She had the chair turned around and she's sitting there with pigtails in, and like all her like girls are sitting with her, and like they're all love her. They look like genuine friends.
It seemed as such.
And she talks about them on the show.
Yeah.
She's like, I made a lot of friends.
I would trust her. Like, I trust her. Like,
I do too.
In that kind of like high stakes situation, I yearn to align with a Teresa type.
For sure. Joe's in Italy.
I know. What's the deal? I've had one of my best friends keeps like trying to ask me how he ended up getting deported. And I still don't really know.
He was born in Italy and he never fully, I think he had legal, like quasi illegal citizenship.
But he was married to Teresa, so wouldn't that.
I think they didn't, with all the criminal shit they had going on, like he just
He's also like a gangster, right?
I mean, I think he was involved with some stuff. He was in development.
Yeah.
That was his business.
And like the Gorgas.
Yeah, well, Caroline Manzo's father-in-law was whacked.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Albie Manzo's father was, they found him dead in a trunk on the Jersey Turnpike with like a certain kind of, I think
strangled by something?
Yeah, or his throat was, or some like violent death. He was found in the Meadowlands.
Yeah, he was whacked.
He was whacked.
They're fully Sopranos.
And when Danielle Staub was like kind of going through her like, everyone's out to get me, like, looking back, I'm kind of like, she had reason to be afraid.
Yeah, actually.
I don't blame her for being kind of afraid, because the man's like that, and the...
I need to get back into Jersey.
I stopped watching. I think it's good, though. Like, I think the new season's going to be good. I think...
I'm going to revisit. I miss The Housewives, and I need, another one. Melissa's really good. Joe, queer icon.
Yeah. He is.
He is.
I told you I interviewed Teresa and Melissa, right?
No.
Yeah.
For what? For paper?
For paper. They were doing like a high fashion photo shoot with reality stars, and they did The Housewives, and they did Melissa and Teresa, and like some famous photographer was doing their shoot, and they were wearing these like super couture.
Amazing.
And I went up to this hotel suite and like a penthouse at the top of this hotel on the Upper East Side.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just there, and I talked to both of them for like 20 minutes about like fashion, and I had like a whole interview going, and they were really beautiful.
Wow.
Teresa was really beautiful.
I feel like everyone on reality television is stunning IRL.
It was kind of weird though, because Melissa, I was sort of expecting Melissa to be really gregarious and personable, and Teresa to be kind of cold.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the...
You see on the show.
And it was the other way around. I thought Melissa was like fine, but she was kind of, she was very much like, this is an interview, you're not getting much out of me,
mm-hmm.
which I was fine with, but she didn't really engage and was sort of like on performing.
Yeah.
And then Teresa was very shy at first and a little like, I think it was maybe less than a year after she had gotten out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a very vulnerable, like sad quality around her. Like she was stressed.
Yeah.
Like I could feel it, but she looked amazing. And she kind of let her guard down as the interview went on. And she had like a handler with her, like a publicist.
Mm-hmm.
And, she told me that when she was in high school, she and her friends used to go sneak into the city and go to Limelight. And they would like try to wear the craziest outfits so they could get in, because they were only letting people in who look good.
Uh-huh.
And so it was like their mission to get in the Limelight every week.
Did they get in?
Yeah. And they used to club together and then like take the train back to Jersey.
I want that.
Me too.
Television show.
And it kind of made me respect her, because I was like, damn, she probably was like a kind of a club kid.
Yeah.
Like, she was like in... She probably is like...
Teresa's lived a life.
Yeah, and she was a buyer at Mace or Barney's or... I don't know. But she was really sweet. And she had this moment where I think maybe the way I asked it was confusing, but I was like, what's a fashion that never is timeless for you? And she was like, what do you mean? And I was like... and then her handler was like, what's like a thing that you'll, or I think me or the, we were like, what's something that never goes out of style for you?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, leopard. And I was like, damn, she just had, I was like, you're amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that. What do you mean?
What do you mean? I need Teresa's life story, but like, I need it to be like Oscar worthy.
Who would play Teresa?
God, who would play Teresa? Honestly, let's like get Jessica Paré back in the mix.
She's, I feel like she's on like... Wait, I told you she's in Lost and Delirious.
Yeah.
That lesbian movie?
Yeah. I know she's in that, but like now feel like she's on some procedural like network show, which feels like not what I wanted for her.
Me too.
So I'd love to have her kind of come back. I feel like Natalie Portman could maybe play Teresa.
Oh, she could.
She could actually, because
she can do the accent, because she's from Long Island. Damn, but yeah, it was like a very interesting, like I was kind of like, I couldn't believe my, I was very starstruck to meet Teresa.
I love that.
Melissa was kind
of she
like,
tall?
She was like average height.
Okay.
She had really good skin.
I just think of everyone I see on reality TV to be like really tall, like larger than life.
Melissa was fairly tall, I feel like. They were so like petite. They were very thin. And Teresa, as I was leaving, I heard Teresa go, Meles, are we going to drive home together or take separate cars? Like they seemed like they were actually like sisters. Yeah.
I love Caroline Manzo saying, you hang out with garbage, you start to stink.
I said it before and I'll say it again. You're a clown. when I said you were a clown, I meant it. And Danielle
she shaved
Stab,
her face.
She did.
Shaved her face in the shower.
God, Danielle Stab going, quit fucking chasing me.
Danielle Staub, how many times has she been engaged? Like 20 times?
She was also recently,
how
was
do you
married?
Get engaged 20 times? How do you even get engaged?
Exactly. I can't fathom either, but she...
like, at what point are you like, I guess if you're her, you're just never reaching a point where you've like...
It's about the chase with Danielle.
Yeah.
But she... Got
like after
married.
18 times, you would be like, no, I'm not going to do this again, or 19 times. But like, you just keep like, you're just like, okay, yeah, we'll get engaged.
Well, she was recently married to that guy, and then they got divorced, Martin. And he was like this rich guy that she was with for a while, and they got married. And then they divorced after like a month, and then she got engaged again. To a French duke.
That's actually... props. And then, how does she do it? Does she have a magic pussy?
She has a magic pussy, I think. And she's clearly like knows how to like dance, and like she knows
what to do to get a ring. I assume that everyone that's asking her to marry them is coming correct with like a diamond.
Yes.
Or some sort of jewelry.
Remember the episode where she spreads her
20 times. Oh, yeah.
And they go, and then they said that's how you
get a man.
Yeah.
And then was it like
Kimji is the worst.
Kimji's dance actually like gives me secondhand embarrassment to think about again, because I was just like, this is wrong.
You square tits. I have lots of friends. You don't have any friends. You just got there. You know, you're flat ass and your square tits chasing around in the country club.
I'm liking where your head's at.
I'm going to keep my eye on you. You can, like, taste the cigarettes whenever you imitate it. I'll be keeping my eye on you. You do it the best.
I'm going to keep my...
You do it with your eye.
I can't even do it now with my, like...
I'll keep my eye on you.
I'm keeping my eye on you. The Federation likes Federation. What you're doing.
But, yeah, so Danielle... Yeah, but Kimji... Kimji was deranged.
Kimji...
was fucking insane. And Kim D was even crazier. Kim D, who owned Posh Boutique, Kim D, last year or the year before, two men were found murdered in her car on the turnpike.
These women have to be in bed with the mob.
I think Kim D is definitely in bed, and she had some crazy, like, she didn't get... like charged or anything, but she had some insane excuse of like, she was like,
why two men were
she was
dead.
Like, oh, I lent it to my son's friend and this terrible accident happened.
I'll say
Kim D was nuts.
Oh my god,
remember Posh Boutique? And Danielle was like, put it on my tab.
Posh is in like a strip mall.
It's
like
a strip mall.
Darkest strip mall. That parking lot, I can viscerally, like, I'm right back there on a gray jersey day.
Yes! On like a Tuesday.
How was it spelled? It was spelled in an offensive way.
P-O-S-C-H-E.
Like Porsche, but Posh.
Yeah. The Posh and the
Posh
fashion show.
It was also the size of this room.
It was so...
It was small.
And it looked like a sex... Like, sex
like
club.
A sex shop.
Yeah.
It like a did. Weird sex shop on like Santa Monica.
Yeah.
That's like dingy and dusty.
Uh-huh. And they just...
Selling like feather boas.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, so much feathered stuff.
But they all loved it so much.
They all would always shop there.
And they would go to like... They would get like pleather and like all this shit.
Did Danielle ever write a book about like how to get a man? I mean, she wrote a book about like her life.
Yeah. She should write. I would watch it.
I need to know. Because clearly she... I'm sorry, you don't get engaged 21 times.
19 times! You prostitution whore!
Prostitution whore!
Coming to my shore house!
That's my favorite part.
Remember, was it season 3 when it literally began with like a brawl at one of the kids' birthdays?
Joe Gorga and Joe Giudice have a fucking brawl at Joe Gorga and Melissa Jorga's new baby, at his christening.
Yeah.
Teresa walks up and he's like, get away from me, trash. Get away from me, you garbage. Get away. And she's like, and she comes up, she's like, what? I just wanted to say hi to my brother. I just wanted, what's the problem? And she's totally provoking.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joe Giudice charges him.
Yeah.
And then there's a 20-person, like, pile up.
They fucking get physical.
And you hear someone go, get the kids! Like, pulling strollers away, and, like, kids are running out, like, Melania and all those fucking kids.
Those poor children.
Melania and
Gia. Gia's sad song haunts me to this day.
But Melania's amazing song.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
What was Melania's song?
I can't wait to grow up. I'll play it for you.
Okay, good. I'm glad that one of them has like a happy song.
Yeah.
Because Gia's was like, every day I'm sad.
No.
Every day.
Hold on. I have to play this for you. I love how her name is Melania.
I know.
And she totally named her after
Melania Trump.
Yeah.
Also, one of the girls looks like the milkman's daughter. Like, they all look like they're...
Oh.
One of the daughters does not look like the other girls.
What's her name?
Is it Danielle?
No, they all have a name.
Gabby?
Gabriella.
Gabriella is, like, blonde and blue-eyed.
Yeah. Hold on. I can't wait to grow up. Oh, my God. Her name is Melania with an I. Sorry.
She's named after Milan.
Yeah.
In Italy. Ever heard of it? Fashion capital.
Oh my God. Can I
Tony, this? Have you ever heard of it?
I can't wait to grow. It's actually really good. Fuck yes. Teresa's acting.
Are you guys kidding me? This is what you guys do for summer parties? Why even hang out? They should just be at their own houses. Have you guys ever heard of a board game before? Hello? I think you guys should try it. When I come back in, make sure you're playing it. Ciao.
I want this board game.
Me too.
It's Mall Madness.
What are we gonna do with this?
Card shop. Why can't we just go to, like, the real mall?
She has a smoker's voice.
Very place. There's a clearance at the sports shop.
What is their sports shop, if anything? Do you guys see that? Mine, stop. Don't touch it.
Mine, stop. Don't touch it.
I went to a Jumanji movie made out of this.
I'm sure you see me around. You probably see me on TV. I'm about to go pick up my besties, Tay Tay and Stephanie. We about to go pop them tags, get our nails done, hair done. We ain't chasing boys, we chasing checks, we chasing dreams, we chasing goals. Big things popping, little things stopping. I can't wait to grow up.
How good is this song?
This song is literally my new mantra.
We ain't chasing boys. We chasing
checks.
We chasing gold. Isn't it sweet?
Her voice is iconic.
I can hear this on the radio.
Yeah.
Philip Plain! But I love how she goes, we ain't chasing boys. We chasing checks. And goals.
And goals. And I like it. It takes place in the mall.
And she's just with her friends.
Yeah.
I think we need more.
She's like,
there's
what
so
are
many
supposed to do with this?
But there's so many songs about like chasing boys at like young age. And it's like, no, I'm chasing checks. And that's why I like Melania, because her mom taught her.
God, I love her.
But Teresa might be a Trump supporter, so she needs to get off that bandwagon.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, so anyway.
Anyways.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Speaking of Jersey, so Lindsay Lohan in the Federation. Lindsay Lohan posted this iconic video today of her at a Shell station in northern New Jersey. I think she's in New York, which we found out she was at a lawyer.com
meetup. Also, Carrie went to the lawyer.com Instagram and they have 1,000 followers.
It's unverified. They have 1,000 followers. And it was a picture of all the... Because, you know, she did those lawyer.com commercials.
Yeah.
So it was she's her.
I think that's like... where her money comes from.
Yeah.
Or at least how she's laundering her money.
Yeah.
It's a lawyer.
She's cleaning it.
Look at that. A lawyer.com check.
Oh.
Oh, what?
A lawyer.com check for $12,000.
You can't even do the Lindsay voice.
A lawyer.com check for $12,000 for two posts. I do one post, I get $12,000. I do two posts, I get... 100,000.
Listen, I do three.
She worked out a deal with this very small time, like, web.
Oh my god, it's happening. The
Federation is channeling through you.
The Federation is shutting me down.
The Federation.
The Federation, if you say
Wait,
anything
I
bad
wish you
about
could see
Lindsay's,
Lara right now. She's literally
like red
she's
and
struggling.
Crying. I'm
but
struggling.
But the Federation, you literally just said the Federation in earnest.
The Federation.
When you say something bad about where Lindsay's money comes from, the Federation, now since we're sponsored by
Cyber
the state,
War.
The Federation shuts me down.
They send like those Rush, you know how Russia has those like sonic weapons? They send a blast of like cough to you. But anyway, so she has somehow finagled a deal where I assume she's probably getting, she's like,
okay, I make one post for lawyer.com and I get 200,000.
She goes,
my final offer.
Sometimes when I post, they send suitcase of cash to my house. I don't know.
I don't know, but I take it. They send, and they're like, Miss
wherever she is in like Dubai, they're like, Miss Lohan, you have a suitcase of full of money at the, in the, we'll take it up.
She's like, send it up that side elevator.
Her accountant is like, I don't know how to classify the like four bags full of cash that came to the bank.
Oh,
like, oh, lawyer.com.
Lawyer.com.
That is where that came.
Oh, it's lawyer.com.
Oh, any cash.
Any
please
cash.
Assume that is lawyer.com.
It is lawyer.com.
They're like, Miss Lohan, Lindsay, you have 2.5 mil coming in unmarked checks.
Oh, it's from that? Residuals from lawyer.com, oh, from lawyer.com commercial.
My Christmas bonus from lawyer.com.
Lindsay gets a Christmas bonus for 3.5 mil.
In cash.
In cash.
Delivered in like cleaned, bulletproof suitcases.
Cleaned. Just laundered, fresh, sparkling, clean cash.
Freshly minted.
Yeah, she gets it mailed. She gets cash mailed from Northern New Jersey to Dubai.
To Dubai, where it gets delivered to the bank.
No, literally, lawyer.com has like 1,000. I mean, I don't even know. Maybe it's not the right one. But
what is lawyer.com?
It was like it's like a online legal.
But does anyone use that?
Someone's got to use it.
I mean, I thought like, when I started my business, I just used LegalZoom. I thought everyone just used LegalZoom or an actual lawyer.
It's probably like, it's trying to be like a rival.
Have you ever used lawyer.com?
Me?
No, listeners of this.
Oh,
I know
has...
you haven't. You're like, yes, me? I actually have.
If anyone,
tell us your lawyer.com story.
If anyone here, if anyone listening has used lawyer.com or knows someone, please let us know. let us know.
I'm just imagining, well, oh,
oh, oh,
that's cash from lawyer.com.
Just leave it there.
She opens like a drawer in her house. Like, she gets like a, opens a drawer in her house. There's like four gold, like, machine guns.
She also puts
oh, lawyer.com.
She puts like a mask on, like a, like a, like a flu mask on, and like has latex gloves and is like transferring it all to her, like.
Oh, I it's from lawyer.com.
Oh, I have to, I can only handle it. Lawyer.com does not want my fingerprints on this cash.
And this year on Christmas, she's like handing her family like these lavish gifts and like, Lindsay, I'm like, wow, like
she's like blood diamonds.
Yeah, she, they're like, Dina's like, wow, where'd you get all this cash from? And she's like, oh,
lawyer.com really came through.
Lawyer.com was good to us this Christmas. You better watch out. You better not pounce. Lawyer.com is coming to town.
So Lindsay pulled off into a gas station.
So the video is, the first video was her and Aliana like together at lawyer.com, and Lindsay's wearing this, I feel, a very chic pink pantsuit.
She look, yeah, I like the suit. I like the outfit. The outfit's not the problem. She looks too thin.
She looks great.
I had truly, when I saw her video of her dancing by the car, it reminds me of like a grandmother.
So she posted
her body
this,
moves in a frail way.
She posted like a skeleton dance at, she, you know, like the skeleton dance video.
I don't know that. The Federation hasn't let me watch.
The Federation does not let us celebrate Halloween.
The Federation doesn't support pagan holidays.
So yeah, Lindsay's doing this like, so she's, it's like someone's, she's like ghost riding and someone is, she's, she gets out of the car, she tags at Shell Station, and I looked at the tag, and I was like, because I'm from New Jersey, and I was like, that is definitely a Jersey Turnpike. Like,
a Jersey Turnpike?
A Jersey
Turnpike.
That's
a Jersey Turnpike.
I'm from New Jersey, eh?
Classic New Jersey.
Classic New Jersey Turnpike. But it's, it, I was like, this the sky, the horizon, I was like, that's a Jersey sky. That's a Northern New Jersey sky. And it was, and it's just her,
right.
Her,
She's shimmying.
She's wearing these like amazing super high
heels. Like a sexual heel.
Clamping her way. She's just clanking and she boogies down in this gas station while the car, someone's filming inside the, I think Allie. I think it was just her and her sister at a gas station.
Can you imagine?
And I think it's her comeback video.
You love it.
I love
it. You were like, she looks incredible. You were like, work.
Pause up for Lindsay. I was very, like, I wrote this.
At one point, Carrie was like, I need to go to the restroom, and I hear the sounds of this video coming from upstairs.
She is dancing a little, Graham. She's dancing.
I think it's just the heels. They're hard to move in.
But she's moving.
She's really moving.
She's still going. But there was something very like free about it. And it made me kind of.
I want her to experience joy. And it did seem like she was filled with joy.
I want her to come home.
She should come back to America.
I want her to like act again. Maybe.
Maybe. Never say never.
Yeah. Anyway, I wrote, I wrote this. This is my take. And me, the fashion connoisseur. Mm-hmm. I said, I really love this. Genuinely, extremely chic. Tri-state area elegance. New Jersey Turnpike, New York Regal.
New Jersey's never known such glamour.
No.
As Lindsay descending on a Shell station.
But there was something sweet about like the idea that like just these two sisters driving around. Mm-hmm. Like kind of where they grew up.
Can you imagine like getting a job at lawyer.com and like having to go into that office day in and day out, and then one day Lindsay and Aliana show up at your work?
Hello, it's me, Lindsay Lohan.
And as she's leaving, she has trash bags full of cash.
Thank you so much.
You might ask, where did these trash bags come from? It's the gracious people at lawyer.com.
You are in good hands here. For all those working here, I praise you. Thank you to your workers.
She walks in with the trash bags and then walks out, and she's like, just so you know, they gave these to me.
Yeah.
Thank you, lawyer.com, to all your workers. Please, stay with it and know that all this could be yours.
And then she runs out, her heels clip-clopping on the ground.
Stay with it. All this could be yours one day.
Stay with it.
Now I have to go back and transfer this money into conversion to Federation currency, which is called...
What is Federation currency called?
I don't know. Like, Unos.
It's checkers.
Checkers.
Currency in the Federation. And the currency is literally called doubloons.
Doubloons, yeah.
And they're checkers. And she walks around and she goes,
it's 16,000 doubloons, please.
And they're like, they transfer. and the transfer is really, it's like, the difference is really high. It's like, you have to put like a million.
The Federation is expensive.
It's like $1 million is.
Is one Federation dollar.
No. it's like $10,000 is only like 500 checkers. It's
like, Federation.
She has to get a lot.
She has to get a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's expensive to live in the Federation.
Oh my God. But it's worth so expensive. It's the most expensive place on earth. Like, you think Monaco's expensive?
No, try the Federation on for size.
Or as I said, as I infamously, and by infamously, I mean to myself, said out loud to a group of gays, Monaco.
Monaco.
And my friend was like, did you say Monaco? Fucking drag me to hell.
Monaco. They're in Monaco right now.
My dear friends, they're sailing Monaco.
They just traveled to Monaco.
Lindsay loves Monaco.
She loves it there.
Oh, the Federation has a Monaco. It's better than Monaco.
You can gamble in the Federation.
We have a port.
The Federation does have a port.
A port city. It's a port city in Federation.
The Federation's, I think, it's always a city on the move.
For sure. Like, it's a mobile city.
It's actually like maritime law.
It is.
The Federation is just like a fleet of ships.
They're like mostly landlocked except for one small port city.
Mm-hmm.
But they adopt maritime laws throughout the entire country. So yeah. It's basically like a pirate country.
Yeah, you board and then you are out to sea. Yeah. It's like Sea Org.
It is.
But like.
On land.
On land, sometimes.
And there's no... Lindsay, every time they say, like, Lindsay, are we going to get in trouble for this? She always goes,
no. International laws.
Maritime laws.
Maritime laws.
That's why she loves yachts. And she's, like, her other, quote-unquote,
job as like the yacht ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a
is that one of her jobs?
Yeah, she was like a yacht. Like, yeah, I think it was like a yacht ambassador. She did something with yachts that was like part of her work portfolio.
Oh,
which I believe
no.
is another front for the Federation.
Damn. Remember her yacht of horrors on Beach Club?
I'll never forget.
Just
dragging. She lives for a yacht.
Who is the who?
I hope that Lindsay, you know, the yacht from Succession.
Yeah.
I hope Lindsay's been on that.
Wait, also, let me just say that everyone was... I love Shiv's hair, her, like, bob.
I love it.
But Lindsay had it first in Burn Notice.
That's actually true.
I'm going to post a side-by-side on...
Lindsay could have...
I'll post it in the Facebook group, but I'm going to do a side-by-side. Lindsay and Shiv. Lindsay did it first.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to Sarah Snook.
Lindsay walked so Shiv could run.
Exactly.
Sarah Snook should be grateful that Lindsay...
A redhead.
Her audition tape never came through for the role of Shiv Roy.
Lindsay did audition for Shiv. No, but Lindsay's Burn Notice, I've always wanted to watch it. I don't think it ever... It was always like... There's always a trailer for it. But I think she was in it for like a season.
Oh.
A British show called Burn Notice with Rupert Grint.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Ron Weasley.
Oh my God. Yeah, I've never watched that either. But she was really like...
But all the pictures of her in like a pantsuit.
She is Succession.
She played the boss's daughter.
Oh my God.
Who like...
She literally did do it first.
She like worked at the Shard or
also,
something.
Aren't the creators of Succession British? It's based on a British show.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Honestly, let's open up a case against them. Because listen, I feel like they definitely stole...
And you know me, Succession is like my fave. Yeah. So like I have nothing but respect for my queen, mm-hmm. Sarah Snook and Shiv. But... I think the creators, I think the stylists in Succession need to own up. Were they inspired by Lindsay's iconic bob and
in Burn Notice? You know what? I'm not trying to spread any sort of rumors. I'm just
either.
Speaking to the truth but of I'll what I see one. Out there.
I'll gladly spread it.
Guess what? Own up to it.
Own up to it.
Come forward.
Tell the truth.
Now's the time to be honest.
Testify. Come
or
down
else
to the water.
The Federation.
Testify the Federation!
The good news about working for the Federation is that they get on cases like this for us. So they'll start, they'll send their men out to...
They'll send a cease. They protect us.
Yeah.
They send a cease.
They have great lawyers.
God. But yeah, I think... I don't know. The video brought me a lot of joy.
Mm-hmm.
There have been other Lindsay moments where like I've just flat out been like... God, she looked really chic in this outfit. And you were like, are you kidding? What was the outfit where I was like, she looked good?
I actually am going to drop
out.
Dead. Because I think about this outfit a lot. Like, someone recently asked me, I was home and someone was like, what do you do? And I was like, one of my dad's friends. And I was like, well, I talk about a lot of, like, reality shows. Like, there's this one called Lindsay Lohan's Beach House that was on MTV. And then I told her about that outfit that Lindsay wore. Was like, she wears crazy outfits. Like, she wore a skirt over a dress.
What did she say?
She was like, oh.
Oh, a jean skirt.
A jean skirt with a leather belt over a dress.
But I'll never forget.
You go, this is a chic outfit.
Your face, you were about to like...
I was about
send
to call
to
the police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were so ready to commit me.
I dialed 911. I was actually about to call a helicopter to just drop a ladder so I could be taken away.
Yeah. But then on second glance, it was like this. Also, a lot of readers have been messaging me that Ari Aristotle is like in a masseuse photo.
Oh, like he's a massager?
Like there's like a professional like come to this, like I think it's like a company and he's like the model.
Oh, love that for
and
him.
I was like, I was loving it.
Oh my God. A lot of people have been messaging me that Yules Yerby
is saw that.
The face of Molecule.
I saw that.
And it's her.
Yeah. Yules Yerby is like...
It's in Molecule ads, which is like some sort of air purifier.
Like
a big air purification. She got one job after High Society, and it was as the face of Molecule to be like, I hate dirty air.
It's so hard for me to have dirty air.
I hate it. The worst.
Do you have the video?
Like, no. I should have done a screen recording of it, but...
Again, don't troll her.
I'm not trying to.
Yeah,
you know.
God, that whole like moment this summer felt like the like a dream, like a fever dream.
It
like
was a fever dream.
Yule's coming for us.
Yeah.
When she like
she said that,
that was
she
wild.
She said that she'd filed a restraining order against me.
Mm-hmm. And me, right?
Yeah.
Both of us.
Both of us. Which is like
she had.
I think that's what she thinks blocking someone on Twitter is, mm-hmm. a restraining order.
Wild times.
Wild. We've been through it all.
I remember being.
But now we have the Federation on our side.
I remember being legit, like, frightened of Yules. But I haven't thought about her.
Yeah, me neither.
But thank you for sending. To everyone who sent those videos, like, that was amazing. Yeah. What else have people been talking about? I feel like there was something I wanted to talk about.
Oh, we did get a good gift from a reader that I meant to give you. Yeah.
Wow.
A reader named Kayla made us a poster of every iconic thing we've ever said on the podcast.
Wow.
And it is truly epic.
I projectiled in a cab and he said, get out! I don't give a shit about the moon. Who sent this?
Kayla.
Kayla.
Love and light.
Sorry,
to you.
I was just out of, I was like, when you said her name, I was like out of my body because I was so.
No, it came in the mail. I got back from Oklahoma and it was here.
I need to, we're going to post this.
Yeah,
this
is, move to post it and like the, frame
I'm
it.
I'm like actually like moved by this.
Mm-hmm. It's a moving piece of visual art.
I'm Kristen the coffee girl. Pennies in a sock, pennies in a sock. Wow. This is where I sleep.
This is where I sleep.
Oh my God. Sheriff of Slab City. She's not well. Midsommar. Late Samar. Anyways. I projectiled in a cab and he said, get out! I don't give a shit about the moon. I danced with a drag queen and I kind of liked it. Trenta girl!
Trenta!
Everyone, also, like, just this year, like, maybe we'll just spend the rest of this, like, just... This year, I have been... I feel so supported by your readers for my Trenta journey. And I feel like... I get, like, just the fact that, like, Trenta Girl is, like...
Trending.
Not trending, but just, like, that people...
There, Trenta Girls see Trenta Girl. You're feeling seen.
When I get... When someone messages me and says, today I felt like a Trenta Girl, I actually, like, am moved.
Yeah.
So I... Just the fact that, like, my insane, dangerous order has, like... has, like...
Moved the community.
Connected me to other people. Just... It's like... Mm. Like chef's kiss.
I still haven't gotten a Trenta, but I do get my venti needs met at Starbucks.
Had one today.
Also, a crazy thing happened at Starbucks today.
What?
I took Tony because I needed a coffee before I went
coffee
about my day to like take him to the vet. And this guy that was standing behind me started like crouched down and started petting him. And I was just like a little bit thrown because normally people ask before just like... Some, if he jumps up on people, they'll be like, oh, yeah. Cutie. But like, getting like, down and like doing it mostly, and I would say most of the people are women, but mostly people ask me before like petting the dog.
For sure.
He picked Tony up and like held him in his arms and was like wrestling around with him. And I just looked back because he was like on the leash. I was like, and he goes, no, I got him. And I was like, is this man going to run away with my, like, what is this man doing?
That's such a fucked up thing to do.
It was a weird... It really threw me. And I was like...
It's such a power play, too. Like
I know. I was just like...
What kind of weird
don't
get guy
to,
is
you
that?
You can't pick up someone's dog.
I got him. Relax, little lady.
No, I'm like...
fuck you.
This is my six-month-old son that I would literally die for. And
did you
just
say something? Him up.
No, I was just like... I just was not... I'm trying to keep Starbucks just like a place of peace for myself. But that felt wild to me.
Yeah, that's...
That was just, like, not okay.
There's something sick about, like...
A picking up of someone else's dog. I got him. I was like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Put him down.
Give me back my fucking dog and don't look at me.
I would never pick up someone's dog off the ground.
I've seen a dog and I've said, like, I'll be like... If I see a cute dog and I'll go, aw, and I go, can I pet them?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what's his name?
Yeah.
Like, but, like, I don't... Or I say, like, you have a really cute dog.
Mm-hmm. I'll be like, hey, I'm cutie.
What if I was like, it was me?
What if I turned around and it was you? Wearing, like, the outfit that this guy was wearing.
I mean, I did turn around once and you were at Starbucks.
Well, if you were picking up Tony, it would be different. Like, well, obviously, right. Anyone I know can
That's
pick
really,
up Tony.
I,
but, like, a random straight man.
And he was big?
He was, no, he was like my size. I could have punched him.
You should have.
He could have strangled me.
Well,
we would have brawled and I would have lost. No, I would have lost the brawl. But
Tony,
like,
would have bit his face off.
Yeah, but Tony is like unfair. He's like, as long as he's getting love from someone, he's happy.
Tony's trusting.
Tony's trusting and filled with love. He teaches me how to love every day.
I don't like that he was like, no, I got it.
I don't like that at all.
But it's, there's something very like, this is like a physical.
I'm like, do you just go around picking up people's dogs? You're a terrorist.
I got him. No.
Starbucks is wild.
Starbucks is wild.
Tony is a star at my Starbucks, though.
A few weeks ago, so I have been going to a new one because I work in Burbank, and I've been going to one like...
I thought you were going to say I've gone to a new one because I've exhausted my... I've exhausted my time at the drive-thru.
I'm too ashamed to be at the drive-thru. No, they love me there. They're like, they're
excited when you go.
Yeah, but they
see you pulling in and they go, Carrie's here.
Well, no, my Simon and I both go there, and now we go separately in the morning, like unless it's a weekend, and like sometimes Simon,
are they like,
say,
Simon was just here.
Yeah, they'll say like, Carrie was just here, or they'll be like, where's Carrie today, or like,
oh my God, you have like a community.
I know.
You could start a TV show based, it's like your Cheers.
It is my Cheers.
It's Starbucks.
Well, I don't go to bars anymore, so it's a...
That is your Cheers.
I know.
It's the drive-through Starbucks.
But the other week, the barista was, he must have been like an actor or something, because he just had this very like performative, like, I do improv, like mm-hmm. that kind of thing, and he was like calling out everyone. He's like, I don't need a mic. So he was like calling everyone's name. It was very, and I was like, oh shit, he's going to call out my like psychotic Trent order. And he called me out and he was like, carry a Trent order with two espresso shots. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Okay. I like ran up and got it really fast. I was like, thanks. But I wanted to like cup his mouth and just go, stop it.
Stop.
Don't tell them. Stop. This is a new Starbucks car that doesn't really know me that well. They don't know me.
I'm fine.
I'm fine. I haven't earned their trust with my Trento order. The old place was worried about me for a day, but I proved that
them.
I was fine. They just know that it's just what I need. They've accepted me. But these people don't know who I am. They're in Burbank.
Yeah, Burbank, they're late to the Trenta game, I feel like.
Yeah,
or they're like deep in the Trenta game, but in like a sinister way.
But he was like... like Johnny Carson, Trenta. But I was like, dude, shut the fuck up. Don't.
That's actually an affront to. Like, that's like, rude on
narc.
Everyone's behalf to say. But
narc.
I guess they always do that.
I mean, they literally have to call out orders.
They
it's
literally do that all
like,
the time.
I'm being completely unreasonable, but I was like, narc!
But also, if,
how
like,
dare you?
What if you're getting like. Yeah. Sometimes you just want to get like a really embarrassing Starbucks order and you want someone to keep it on the dome.
Like what? Yeah. Like some days I might want to get like a giant Trenta Frappuccino. With
what if
like,
you want a Trenta Frapp
like a Britney,
with like six pumps?
Like a Britney 2007 Frapp.
Yeah. And you just want it to be Carrie with no additional information.
Order for Carrie.
In a calm, even keeled voice.
Mm-hmm.
Move along, move along.
Let's get this over with. I'm like, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well.
Well.
This was great.
This was amazing.
We'll be coming back soon.
Yeah, we'll be back next week with a show for you guys.
For you.
For you, because we do it all for you.
We do it all for you.
Thank you for coming with us on this journey.
Thank you, Kayla, for this. I'm gonna.
Thank
post
you,
this.
Kayla,
this
for the beautiful art.
Fucking amazing.
Let us know if you've ever used lawyer.com. You can email sexyuniquepodcast@gmail.com. And if you want a bonus episode, go to sexunique. No, don't do that. Go to www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
Why not sign up for Patreon?
Yeah, sign up for it.
Get some rad bonus content.
It's
right?
A really good deal. You
it
get,
is.
I think there are almost 100 bonus episodes. There's episodes recapping seasons 1 and 2 of Vanderpump Rules and episodes of Pumped Podcast getting posted every week as well. The recap season 3 of Vanderpump Rules. So there's
including the
so
iconic
much
episode
content.
With Dowdy.
Yeah, including the episode with Dowdy where I get blackout drunk and like start slurring and like am a mess.
Amazing.
And you can get all of that for $5 a month. Wow. That's actually like criminally
That's a great deal.
Inexpensive.
It's so much for so little.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I yearn to please.
You do.
Both my readers and the Federation.
The Federation, you contribute to the Federation and all will be well.
The Federation has awarded me an honor, the Purple Heart of podcasting.
They honored both of us.
They honored both of us recently.
Mm-hmm. We were knighted.
Mm-hmm. We have our stars on the Federation Walk of Fame.
We flew to the Port City. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called.
Yeah, the Port City.
The Port City is
the
capital.
The roving Port City.
The capital of the Federation.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, until next week.
See you next week. Love
ya.
Bye.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.